Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What is up, Wizards fans? Got a little bonus content here for you today. This is something I recorded on the separate Believe in DMV Hoops podcast. For those not familiar, doing a separate spinoff podcast focusing on all of the other names to know in the DMV. Obviously, the Wizards are a little bit down right now as a part of the rebuild, but a lot of really cool, interesting basketball stories in and around the DMV. So if you search for Believe in DMV Hoops, wherever you get your podcasts, we have these separate episodes right now. So we've spun that off from Believe in Wizards, where the episodes were originally appearing in. I thought this one was worth just kind of putting back on this channel as well, because George Mason's Keyshawn Hall is a name that's sort of fastly rising up sort of draft conversations, and he's finding himself on NBA draft radar right now. And he's somebody that I'll probably write a little bit more as the season goes on about, because he's just a really interesting guy at 6'7". His nickname is Big Guard, because he is essentially a big guard, and that's something every NBA team could use, is somebody that could pass, dribble, and shoot and play defense. He's really athletic at 6'7". It's an incredible story. This guy that was 285 pounds last year at UNLV and is now 225 and just carving up college basketball. So I thought it'd be really interesting to you know, for anybody to hear. And hopefully it's somebody that the Wizards are looking at and paying attention to. He's literally right down the street, you know, George Mason. So an easy way for the scouts to get out and see some guys that could, you know, potentially make an impact on their team long term. So hopefully somebody that the new front office has on their bulletin board right now and is paying attention to. But you guys will know the name before anybody else really talks about him on the draft landscape or, you know, publicly or nationally. So you're ahead of the curve. Anyway, hope you like the conversation. Again, this is Keyshawn Hall of George Mason on Believe in DMV Hoops. If you like the podcast, please rate, subscribe, all that other good stuff on, you know, the other main feed for this one. We really appreciate the follows. And I think we've told some really good stories. Last week, we had Garrett Johnson of George Washington Basketball. Had a 9-inch tumor removed, partly removed. He had to have multiple rounds of chemotherapy, missed the last 2 years, and he's also having a great start to the season, again, right down the road. So a ton of really cool basketball stories right in our own backyard, and hope you guys will check some of those out. All right, let's get to it.
What is up, DMV basketball fans? Got another DMV Hoops for you here today. Joining me is Keyshawn Hall, a unbelievable player for George Mason. Keyshawn, you're having a great start to the year so far, averaging 17.7 points, about 11 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, shooting mid-30s from three. And the team is 5-1 is probably the most important stat there. So, first of all, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Just trying to keep building on a great year so far, man. A new like environment, new staff, new players. So I'm doing good over here.
I think as important as college basketball is and a big factor in your life, also still a game and like to be fun. And yeah, you look like you're having fun out there. Is that the case? I mean, how's it been so far?
Yeah, it's like I'm having fun. It's like this is probably some of the most fun I had playing basketball. It's just a lot of freedom playing with my guys. Get the strong relationship. So it just feels fun. And like we're winning. That's the main thing. When you win, everything is fun.
That's awesome. Yeah, I think that cures a lot of problems and also makes things a little better along the way here, too.
Thanks.
All right. So before we get too far into this, I just want to
I knock out a couple ad reads here real quick. We're brought to you by Stateside Vodka and their Surfside Hard Iced Teas, Hard Lemonades. So for any of your teammates listening to this that are underage, don't pay attention to this part. And we're also brought to you by Bet Online. Don't do any betting either. It's bad for college athletes. Betting is your number one source for all your betting needs. Exactly. Washing our hands of it there. But you can get the latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for basketball, golf, UFC, tennis, everything else. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to get, you know, place all your wagers, get your live betting options, and your favorite casino and card games. So head to the website today and use our promo code BELIEF, BLEAV, for 50% off your welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right. So, Keyshawn, you know the Shaq meme of like Forgive me, I wasn't familiar with your game.
I see that. I watch that all the time.
Be honest, man, I had seen a little bit of UNLV last year, but I was not familiar with your game. I did not know you were going to be this good. When I talked to Coach Skin at the beginning of the season, he definitely mentioned that you were one of the pieces he was excited about. But I guess here's the question. Like, you have to have a lot of self-belief to get to the level you're at right now. But did you know that you would come in and be this successful right away? Like, did you see this coming?
Yeah, I did. I'm big on bet on yourself.
Okay.
I've been big on that since high school, because a lot of people, I come from somewhere where a lot of people don't make it out of, like Cleveland, Ohio. So like just me making it to prep basketball and getting known all over the country from my social media and playing on circuits and even going to colleges was big. So that was big for me. So once I got like bet on yourself, and once I got to the college level, I knew that what I can do, what I can affect the game and how I can do it. Long as I just get in the right system and the right program and coming into the right spots and building the right culture with the right people and having the confidence behind you, that's what I knew I was ready for this.
That's awesome. And I think sometimes you got to be in the right spot to have people that also help you with that confidence. And
yeah, that's the big thing.
Coach Skin is a motivating, uplifting kind of guy here. Was that part of the thing that drew you to George Mason, was just the bond and vibe with him, really?
Facts. Yeah, that was the biggest thing. That was one of the biggest things, and how he was telling me, like, he'd been watching my game and he'd been new of me. Like, he was telling me stuff that I forgot about. So, yeah, that was a big thing. And we've just been building a bond ever since. Like, he gives me confidence. He tells me, shoot the ball sometimes I don't shoot it. Mm-hmm. And he says, shoot the ball. Like, he just gives me confidence about playing my game and knowing that, showing me still the right way to play the game, lessening up the dribble in, but still making the right plays or sometimes going in my ISO bag. So, he gives me a lot of freedom. And once you have a coach like that, where you don't have to look to the sideline about everything you do, like if you mess up a play, that gives you so much confidence that you can just play your full game. You're not worried about making a mistake. So if you have a coach like that, that's the best feeling in the world.
And it's got to be through the whole program too. Like, your teammates have to have that buy-in, and they have to know that, one, you're going to, if they give you the ball, you're going to be willing to give it back. And I think that's been one of the surprising things too, is just, two assists is really good, but I think you have more impact on the offense than just that, because you create a lot of opportunities and mismatches for other guys. Yeah. I'm sure that they're happy to give you the ball because they know it makes their life easier too.
So yeah, some stuff don't show on the stat sheet, but it's okay. Long as everybody having fun and nobody feel left out, that's my biggest thing. Nobody feel left out, and everybody having fun and everybody doing their thing, I'm good with that. As long as we get the win at the end of the day.
That's a great answer. I'm sure the coaching staff is nodding along to an answer like that. So that's awesome. You've always been kind of like an under the radar guy, it seems like.
Yeah. And
do you take joy in that, kind of like proving people wrong? Or is it sometimes frustrating to feel like, oh man, I gotta, people are still sleeping on me, or a little bit of both potentially?
It's both. It's both, because it's just like I say, I'm a big guy. I've bet on yourself. I always believe in that my whole life. But it's like, sometimes I want recognition, and like, because when I was doing stuff in high school or when I was on the UAA circuit, to me and to a lot of other people, I was one of the best players on the circuit, averaged some of the most points, but I wasn't getting recognition around the country. Like, I was never ranked. I was never a 4-star, 5-star kid, but I was cool with that because I knew if I get on a certain type of stage, I can show it. You know what I'm saying? And I always had confidence in myself that my game or what I can do, not a lot of people can do. So I was always cool with that. I'm happy being unknown or like under the radar. I'm cool with that. Long as I get to my main goal in life, my personal main goal, I'm good with that.
You're not originally from the DMV, but you're playing here in the DMV. That's a very DMV mindset, I think. Mm-hmm. So people here will relate to that, and hopefully they're embracing that about you, of like, hey, I like showing people up, and I've got, you have to have a little chip, I think, to get to the level you're already at.
Yeah, playing in Cleveland is something like the DMV. Yeah. I know we don't have a lot of guys that come out of Cleveland, Ohio, or Neo basketball, but LeBron came from there. So
that's pretty good.
You need to know, for real. Like, it's a lot of talent up there, and coming, it's like the nitty gritty. Like, you got to have that or you're going to get lost in the sauce.
Yep. I think CJ McCollum from Akron originally, too. So pretty nearby.
He's from Ken. He's from Ken. It's a lot of, we got a lot of players, but it's just, you got to have that.
That's very cool. You were named A-10 co-player of the week for last week, based on the numbers you put up and the tournament success you guys had. Do you feel like that's the start of you getting the recognition that your game warrants? Like, are you starting to feel the love a little bit here?
Oh, yeah, because that's my first time. So it felt great. It felt good knowing, like, my guys coming up to me telling me I won or seeing it on social media. It felt good that everybody finally sees me. But I don't feel like I don't feel like I did nothing yet. You know what I'm saying? I had lots more to do. Conference play didn't even start yet. So it's a lot more work to do. But I'm very grateful and blessed for it.
You lost, from what I've read, 60 pounds in the off season, which is crazy to do that, and especially in one summer there. You're having a great year, like I mentioned, 17 plus, almost 18 points, 11-ish rebounds, 2 assists. Like, again, those are like video game numbers, essentially. And as impressive as those are, I still can't get past the 60 pounds. As somebody who needs to lose like 30 pounds of pandemic weight, what's the secret? How do I do it? Like, walk us through what you went through.
For real, it was just like my strength coach at UNLV. That's my guy, LV. He was just telling me, like, your life can change. Like, if you just dedicate yourself to just, and my father was always in my ear, like, if you just dedicate yourself to your body, don't worry about basketball. You have the talent, you have the skill. If you just dedicate yourself for your body for one off season, and just, so before the season was ending, like, as soon as the season, we started running a mile a day. I ran a mile a day with him, and I was just working out. And then I was telling him, like, yeah, some stuff I want to cut off and have cutoff times. So I stopped eating bread, not that much sugar, no red meat. Some red meats are good for you, but I chose not to eat red meat. And then I had a cutoff time to 6 o'clock, 6:30, to where I don't eat after that time. I probably get a little snack, like a fruit snack or something, but don't eat after that time. And then I had an eating time at 12 o'clock or 12 through 1. So I was just dedicating myself. Like, some people call it fasting or some stuff, I don't know, but I just wanted to do that for myself and get my body right. And then I had a trainer back home, Robbie Hart. So we worked out all the time. So it wasn't like I was just losing weight by not eating.
Not diet only. Yeah.
Yeah. I was actually working out and playing basketball with it and having the right weight with it and losing weight by running. I was just that's what my main mindset was, just to lose as many pounds as I could. It didn't even have to be 60. I just wanted my body to come in the right way. And my goal was 220. So yeah.
I heard Coach Skin said you could stand to put a couple more pounds back on for the conference banging around and the physicality, right?
When I came back from break, after the first summer session, he told me, like, yeah, you're looking kind of thin, man. I need you to get to like to 230. I gained a little 10 pounds because, you know, in conference, you're going to play a lot of minutes and you're going to have to bang with bigger guys and your body don't need to wear and tear like that. And it's just the right look for you. So I said, all right. And I've been working on that. Right now I'm at 227, around that area. So 228. So I'm gaining it in the right
way. You guys are at team dinners. Is he like pushing food down to your side of the table here?
Or? I was just at Coach Skin house for Thanksgiving. Okay. And I didn't want to eat too much. He said, I heard the press conference. He said he was watching my meals and see was I going to put on like more food, but I didn't want to eat that much. I had a plate, probably took a plate home, but it wasn't that much.
I guess I'm glad you touched on that. I think for a lot of us as fans, it's like, we don't really think about what you guys have to do when you can't go home for Thanksgiving. So
yeah.
It sounds like you went to Coach Skin's house, but is that a typical thing? Like, if you guys are not on the road, you get together and have dinner as a team. Did most people make it? Like, what was that kind of like?
Yeah, we always have team dinners. We always come together. Coach Skin, he's like a real like open coach. Like, his house is always open to us. He always says, come over, we need to talk, or come over, we need to chill, have a little get together. So that was big for us if we can't go home. And I got to try new foods. Like, he's Nigerian, so I got to try some Nigerian Thanksgiving food and all the things. So it was a good time.
There's a lot of good food in the area where your school is located too. Is that hard? Do you have to put the blinders on sometimes when you're walking down the street?
People be trying to tell me different things to try different things, but me, I'm more of a like a plain guy. I like my regular things, everyday thing, and that's Chipotle.
That's the go-to. What's the order?
A chicken bowl, only one this time. I used to get two chicken bowls back in the day, or a chicken bowl and a burrito, but now one. I get white rice, double chicken, sour cream cheese, and that's it.
I love it.
Light sour cream, light sour cream.
There you go. That's a good answer. Nickname Big Guard. I'll be honest with you, I do a decent amount of like NBA draft coverage, and I kept seeing Keyshawn Hall, Big Guard, and I'm like, well, I mean, he's kind of a wing, I guess, you know. I realized, oh, this is their actual nickname. So where did that come from? How long have you had it? Like, is that something you still like? I guess
yeah
through that old too.
I like it. I got it back when I was in Cleveland. I'm like playing in high school my junior year.
Okay.
I forgot who first called me. I think it's my media guy named Newt, Third Coast Hoops on Instagram. But he gave me the name Vic Guard because he seen me. I was a bigger guy, but I was dribbling like a point guard. Uh-huh. And it just started trending. Once he said it, I ran with the name and put it in my bio. I claimed myself that. And ever since then, everybody loves it. I love it for myself. I like it. Even Absolutely. Though I slimmed up, it's not even a point of being.
You're still tall. I mean, you're still.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's the point of I'm still taller as a guard. Yep. And like, you can call me a wing if you want to, but that's my nickname as in branding. And people that. Like kids know you by that. A lot of people know you by that. It's just a cool name to have.
Oh, I dig it. Once I got hip to it, I was like, okay, this makes a lot of sense, right? And I think from like a draft perspective, I don't want to fast forward through your season or anything here like that, but I'm sure you'll start to hear more and more of this kind of stuff. A 6'7", maybe taller guy that can put the ball on the floor the way you do is always going to have a place at the highest levels of basketball. And I think one of the things, though, that sometimes you see bigger guys that have guard skills that they get really enamored with, you know, dancing around on the perimeter and things like that. Yeah. You are not afraid to still post guys up or take it in the mid post or just bulldoze a guy and get to the hoop. And I think teams are going to love to see that, too. I'm sure your coaches love to see that.
Yeah, that's my main thing. My father always told me, I know you have a handle, but don't get caught up in being pretty. Like he always used that word, don't get caught up in being pretty. Sometimes you still got to get to the nitty gritty and get easy points. Or like I'm from Cleveland. I'm from like the inner city. So you have to be aggressive and be tough. So he told me, make sure I have a post up game, face up, all that type things. And my favorite player was Carmelo Anthony, James Harden, and Derrick Rose. So Melo was a big part of that. So when I watch him, I used to watch all his film in the mid post. He was aggressive. So I just always wanted to have my game as I can still dribble and ISO, get a bucket there, but always wanted to be able to post up to make it easier on myself if I have a littler person on me. And then if I have a bigger person, I take them outside, littler person, take them to the post.
I do a lot of Wizards coverage. So one of the guys I watch a lot is Kyle Kuzma. And that's honestly who your game reminds me of, the way he's playing right now, too. There's a lot of like him initiating the offense for his team and getting downhill on people, but then once he sucks the defense in, being able to kick it to guys. And I think having that recognition is going to be a big skill set for you.
Yeah, that's what I've been working on lately. Like, because I'm like how teams are going to guard me now, like how they like guard my team and all that things. Like, it's not a me thing no more. Like, I'm not trying to look for me. I never was. But as I'm getting past, I know it's going to be scouts and like how they're going to scout me. So I just been trying to kick it in practice, get everybody involved so everybody be ready during the game, be shot ready. So once I get down the hole, I just be looking for people now.
I think when, you know, you didn't play a ton last year, so guys don't have a lot of film on you, especially for the first couple games of the season. You're not showing up on the scouting report. Have you noticed in the last couple of games that like people are defenses are keying in on you a little bit more than they were at the beginning of the year?
Yeah, I see how they play me. They're gapping. They like building up so I can't dribble or create or try to get down. They just stand in the gaps a lot, so
walling you off, kind of.
Yeah. So, but I can catch and shoot it, so I'm okay with that. So I just pass it. I pass it. I just got to pass it and move around, find my right spots, not try to force it. Yeah, because they're gonna guard me different. Some people might face guard me some night, but it's going to be hard because I rebound and I can push it myself. So it's just about knowing my spots, picking my spots, make sure, trusting my teammates, they'll get me involved and believe in me. So stuff like that, I'll be cool.
That's awesome. You know, there's just a lot of coaches in the area that are really good. And through this podcast, I've talked to a good amount of them already this year, but Coach Skin was the one that I think stood out the most. He's just got like an energy about him. So what's he like to play for? He's fun to talk to and listen to, but what's it like to have him as your coach?
He's a funny guy. No, people wouldn't think he's funny or like see him like that because how he comes off. I don't know. I think he's good. He's amazing to me. I like him. He's like a good person to where it's a balance between coaching and like friendship, like a bond. Mm-hmm. Like he knows how to coach you and tell you what you need to do. But then again, he knows how to be there for you. And he has an open office. You can talk to him whenever you need him outside of basketball things. It's just a great thing for you as a player because no shots or personal things. I didn't have that type of stuff like at UNLV. I didn't feel comfortable. I don't want to say I didn't have it. I just didn't feel comfortable. When you got somebody like that, that makes you feel comfortable and be there for you. And like, he played here and he played the game at a high level. So I can just be happy about that and take pointers from him and what he does for us. So it's a great thing for us. And like how our point guards look at him. Our point guards look up to him because he was a point guard.
Yeah, he's done it. Yeah.
Yeah, he went to the Final Four. So our point guards really like look up to him and they always pull him to the side. And I see them things. And I just look at it and I just take it in and know. And I just, it's a great thing. That's all I can say.
I wonder sometimes with players, because I think you guys are younger than we as fans think about sometimes. And, you know, you probably didn't get to see that George Mason run, right? So have guys gone back and watched film? Like, does everybody know how good Coach Skin actually was?
One time we did watch a game. It was a UConn game. We watched a little game. I mean, I didn't watch the full game, but I watched some of the highlights. And I was seeing Coach Skin a little of his career too in the pros, which was my favorite player, James Harden. He made him fall. So I seen that. So I was low key hurt about that. But other than that, awesome. I don't try to hype his head up on that. I don't even talk about it to him. But yeah, I watched a little of it.
I gotcha. Well, he was known as a hard worker, and he has specifically called you out as one of the hardest workers on the team. I gotta think that's a good thing. I gotta feel good to hear from your coach.
Yeah, it's a great thing to hear because some stuff go unnoticed, but that doesn't go unnoticed. He like, even if you don't, even if we don't know that they're watching us and they see who puts in the work. And that's a great thing that your coach is, and you get that type of compliment from someone like that. It's a blessing. Like, I just try to stay in the gym. My teammates, we all stay in the gym. It's a crazy thing because it's hard. I'm either one or two because it's hard trying to beat JB here. Jared Phillips, he's always in the gym. So I try to beat him. We have a competition like that, me and Jared, like who's going to get here first in the morning to work out, or Darius Maddox. So that's a good thing. When you have something like that, your team just built for success, I think, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think that's a coach's dream, too, to know that they don't have to, like, push you guys. They're probably more likely to have to chase you out of the gym than get you in there.
Yeah.
A couple nights ago, you had 21 points, including a game winner with about 3 seconds left against South Dakota State, who's routinely a very good program. You guys got the 73-71 win. Also had 15 rebounds. I know we've talked a decent amount about individual success, but I know you're a team guy, but how does that feel to be able to know you came through in the clutch for your teammates too? And how do they react to something like that?
It feels great. It feels great because, like I said, like we was talking about earlier, I knew I can do this. And once I got the chance and Coach Skin put the trust and belief in me and my teammates believed in me to even pass me the ball, it just felt good because I know what I can do, but obviously they believe in me that I can do it. So it felt great just knowing that. I'm not saying it paid off, but like some work pays off and then people give you credit on it. It feels good. And then when we got in the locker room, they just all hyping me up, smacking my head. It was just it was a good thing because we got a win. I heard George Mason haven't won in the MTE in a long time. So that was a big thing for me too.
Oh, very cool.
For the fans. So that just felt good.
Yeah, I got to imagine it did. And I think obviously you guys are focused on the bigger goal and things like that, but it's still probably, I would think, important and something they'd stress to it of just, hey, enjoy the wins when you get them too. And
it's a step though.
Yeah, it's a long season too. So you gotta, you know, take some of that stuff in. One of the other things I've really enjoyed this season is the Keyed Up series. For anybody not familiar, can you explain what this is and how it came about? And do you like doing them? Like when's the next one dropping? I'm patiently waiting for them all.
Okay, yeah, Keyed Up. It's like a series where it started on media day. We was just talking, taking pictures, and they was asked. Somebody asked me like, "Hey, you want the mic and you want to ask people questions?" I was like, "Yeah, let's do that." And then somebody named it Keyed Up, and it was a good thing. It was funny. And then once they named it Keyed Up, we just start rolling with it. We just been having little series, and I just bring different people on. It's all funny. I try to have people with energy on there.
Sure.
I try to have everybody with energy. The next one going to be probably with Keon, my strength and conditioning coach, because his name is Keon. So both our name is Key. So
he's from New York. I love it.
Yeah, he's from New York. So I'm going to try to have him teach some of the guys or me some New York, like some New York talk.
Oh, some lingo. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, some New York lingo. So see how we come along with that. So, but that's I think that's good for us though. Like them little series is just good for the program, just good for the culture and everything. Because people like that type of stuff. Kids like it. Everyone likes it. It's a funny thing.
I think it's easier to get excited about a team when people feel like they can connect with you guys on a personal level. And
yeah, like not just on court, because people don't see us off the court. So when they see stuff like that, they be like, hey, I know him, or you get what I'm saying? So that's a big thing.
Yeah, it's a smart idea. I'm glad they're doing it. I'm glad you're embracing it. You got the right personality and temperament for it. And
appreciate it, man.
It's been fun to watch. So for folks that are listening to this, if you haven't seen that, check that out. You can find them all over the Jordan Mason or the Mason men's basketball account. So good place to look for them. All right, just want to close us out with a couple more rapid fire questions. You don't have to race through your answers, but you know, shorter side here. So which of your teammates has the worst taste in music? There's always the one guy in the locker room where he gets to play his playlist and everybody kind of groans. So I know Austin Ball's a country guy.
I was going to say Austin, but I actually like Austin because we connect, because we both like Adele.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Adele's my favorite singer, and that's his favorite singer. So I'm not personally against Austin. Whoever plays NBA Youngboy, I think. I don't.
Not your go-to?
Yeah, it's not my go-to, but probably Ronnie. I say Ron.
Oh, okay.
Man. Yeah, Ronnie. Yeah.
All right, we'll make sure he's not listening to this one. We don't get in trouble. that's pretty funny. What's one thing that people might not know about you that you're willing to share with us? Whether it's a guilty pleasure TV show or music artist, you just gave us Adele, but maybe one more.
I'm a pro Fortnite player.
Ooh, okay. That's your game of choice?
I'm a top gamer. Like, I play the game a lot. Like, I chilled out now. I haven't played in about, like, a week or two. But I'm a good Fortnite player. A lot of people wouldn't know that about me. Only my close friends are like, my teammates. But I'm a good gamer. Like, I used to play at the top level. And, like, I used to compete.
And your teammates hear that and think they could, like, show you up, and then you had to put them in their place?
No. I played some of my teammates, and it got ugly. It got ugly for them. It was bad.
All right. That's good. Maybe spare their feelings a little bit and don't play with them too much. any other games? What's anything other than Fortnite, or that's the go-to?
Fortnite. I used to play 2K a lot. I used to play 2K, but I stopped playing it. It just wasn't my speed no more. Fortnite's the most – it was probably my most unique game. Like, growing up, before playing basketball, 2K – I mean, Fortnite – I mean, gaming was my first love.
Nice.
Like I played games before I started playing basketball. My brother told me to go outside and play basketball. When I got introduced to that, I fell in love with it. But game was my first sport.
I know you said 2K is not your jam anymore, but the Wizards have the Wizards District Gaming Team that plays 2K professionally down at District E in Gallery Place. That might be worth a team tour at some point. It's still probably be pretty cool.
Probably could.
So for anyone who hasn't been to a George Mason game, what's the sales pitch? Why should they come out and see you guys play? Like, what are they missing by not coming out to see you guys?
You're going to see a passionate team that wants to have fun and wants to, like, bring the energy to everyone and bring back the Patriot pressure, how the old 2016 did and how the other teams did too before us. So we're just, if you haven't been to a game, just if you come to a game, you're going to leave here excited and happy. Like, hey, I need to go see that game again or see them guys again. That was a great feeling. So that's what I can say.
And that arena gets pretty loud too. It's a good student section.
Oh, no. Our student section is great, especially the Mason Maniacs now. Yeah, they're great. Like once everyone, like, get back on campus, because, like, they was just home for Thanksgiving, tomorrow is going to be packed. They've been showing out and showing love. So that's been great. That's, like, a real home court advantage.
That's pretty cool. Where will Keyshawn Hall be in 5 years?
Well, Keyshawn Hall prays to be in the NBA. In the NBA, or making money professionally playing basketball. But most like my dream is the NBA. So that's what I'll say.
That's a good dream to have. And it seems like you're well on your way. So that's awesome to see. And just last one, anyone that you want to shout out here? And maybe it's somebody within the program that doesn't get much love, or somebody within your family, like who deserves a little extra shout out?
I would say all my teammates, but if I had to say a couple, I would say Chase, Burke, and Cam are three walk-ons.
Okay.
They're my guys, man. They push us in practice. So, and they be getting buckets. Like, you won't see it as much because they probably don't like to get in, but them guys, they push us and make us play better. So them three guys, shout them out for sure.
That's cool. We'll have to clip this for them so they can show it off around campus too. So people know they can still get buckets too.
No, they're really good. So that's the problem. Yeah. Don't sleep on them.
Very cool. Anything that you want to leave people with or end us out with, anything you want to plug or have going on the side here that you want to talk about other than what we've hit so far?
I mean, just my main thing is bet on yourself, make sure you always have confidence and just shock the world. That's my biggest thing, just shocking the world this year.
I love that. Again, that goes back to like the DMV mindset here, man. So I think you're going to fit in perfectly. And
yeah,
I saw some power rankings for the A-10 and Mason's pretty high up there already. So I'm looking forward to you guys keeping that going and staying plugged in along the way.
That's the plan. Some great teams, but our goal is to win it. And I think we're on our way.
That's awesome. Keep this up. I can't imagine that anybody's going to be able to slow you guys down with the way you look so far. So it's been fun to watch. Thank you so much for the time and look forward to following your success.
I appreciate you. Thanks for getting to talk to you and getting to know you, man.
Yeah, anytime. Let us know how we can help promote anything on our end for you, too, here as we go. Any of your teammates that want on, we got them covered. But, yeah, good luck. Tell Coach Skin we said hey and have fun. All right, everybody, this has been Believe in DMV Hoops. Rate, review, subscribe, all that good stuff. You can hit that little like button if you're watching this on YouTube. We appreciate that. And make sure to follow Keyshawn on social media too. Last one. Any social media handles you want to throw out there for people?
Instagram, XKEYY. And then Twitter, XKEYY2. Awesome. That's all I got for you.
Perfect. No, that's good. That's going to make sure we hit that because that's important so they can keep plugged in along the way.
Oh, yeah. And Mason Basketball.
Ah, there you go. You're a pro, man.
Yeah, at Mason MBB, because you can catch all the keyed up series there.
That's perfect. Man, you're making the media team's job really easy here, man. This is you're a trained professional. I love that.
I'm trying. It's a teamwork, family work.
That's awesome. All right, everybody. This has been Believe in DMV Hoops. We appreciate you. We're presented by betonline.ag, and we will catch you all next time.
See you guys.